This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't even know how we're going to get to everything still to do on the show after we just did some history stuff, and I have a little more history stuff I want to do. We're going to talk about an anti-communist red state versus a lame red state. We're going to talk about Republicans reducing their own majority. Derek Chauvin, the guy who stabbed him. Oh, I'm going to bring that up again. All that and more still to come, but you know what time it is. It's Monday. Every single Monday at this time, we do the exact same thing. Medal of Honor Monday. Sometimes I'll do a little history around it. Sometimes I won't. But we take a Medal of Honor citation and we read it. That's all. We read it. Now, we do this to honor these men and their deeds. Yes, that is important to remember their names, remember their deeds. It's important to hold these people up in front of the next generation. It's really, really important. If we allow the communists to make all the history, write all the history books, think about what that's going to mean. It means we forget about people like this. All right? All right. So before we get to this, it's actually a Marine on Iwo Jima. I just want to make sure everyone understands what Iwo Jima was. You can go, as I often tell you to do, there are two things that help me when I'm reading about history, learning about history. I will look up a picture of the place, and I will look it up on a map. I do those two things. I pull up the map on my phone. I'm not fancy. I don't have some special map, like some kind of explorer with markers and stuff like that in my study, of course. No, I just pull it up on my phone, and I look up pictures of it on my phone. Look up Iwo Jima if you're not driving. What a godforsaken, barren spit of land, right? There's nothing there. There's this one mound at the end. It's Mount Suribachi, in case you're wondering what that is. Why did we land there? Here's why we landed on Iwo Jima. We were flying our B-29s, our bombers, towards Japan, towards mainland Japan, so we could bomb them to dust. Our bombers kept getting slaughtered by fighter planes, Japanese fighter planes. Japanese fighter planes that were being launched from Iwo Jima. We needed to stop that from happening. It was hampering our bombing efforts and those airfields on Iwo Jima where they were launching them from. We needed those airfields to get us even closer to mainland Japan, which would allow our fighters to stay with our bombers for longer. We needed Iwo Jima. And we'd done all this aerial reconnaissance, and we thought, oh man, there's not even hardly anyone here. We were expecting less than 10,000 troops, and we were expecting them to be fairly poorly trained because all you had was aerial reconnaissance, right? You don't have spies on the ground. We landed and found hell. We found over 20,000 Japanese troops highly trained. Not only 20,000 highly trained, their mission, you want to talk about language leading to mindset, mindset leading to performance, their mission was to die. They understood they could not hold the island under any circumstances. They understood they were going to die. Their only goal, the only goal the Japanese had on Iwo Jima was to kill as many Americans as they possibly could before they died. That was it. They weren't trying to live. They weren't even trying to win. They didn't think they just wanted to kill as many Americans as possible. And so they spent years preparing for it. They considered it part of the mainland. Now, the preparations obviously got ramped up later on. So without further ado, let's read it for Douglas Thomas Jacobson.
Ready? Aim.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty while serving with the 3rd Battalion, 23rd Marines, 4th Marine Division in combat against enemy Japanese forces during the seizure of Iwo Jima in the Volcano Islands, 26th of February, 1945. Promptly destroying a stubborn 20mm anti-aircraft gun and its crew after assuming the duties of a bazooka man who had been killed, PFC Jacobson waged a relentless battle after his unit fought desperately towards the summit of Hill 382 in an effort to penetrate the heart of the Japanese cross-island defense. Employing his weapon with ready accuracy when his platoon was halted by overwhelming enemy fire on the 26th of February, he first destroyed two hostile machine gun positions, then attacked a large blockhouse, completely neutralizing the fortification before dispatching the five-man crew of a second pillbox and exploding the installation with a terrific demolitions blast. Moving steadily forward, he wiped out an earth-covered rifle emplacement and, confronted by a cluster of similar emplacements which constituted the perimeter of enemy defenses in his assigned sector, fearlessly advanced, quickly reduced all six positions to shambles, killing 10 of the enemy, and enabled our forces to occupy the strong points. Determined to widen the breach thus forced, he volunteered his services to an adjacent assault company, neutralized a pillbox holding up its advance, opened fire on a Japanese tank pouring a steady stream of bullets on one of our supporting tanks, and smashed the enemy's tank turret in a brief but furious action, culminating in a single-handed assault against still another blockhouse and the subsequent neutralization of its firepower. By his dauntless skill and valor, PFC Jacobson destroyed a total of 16 enemy positions and annihilated approximately 75 Japanese, thereby contributing essentially to the success of his division's operations against this fanatically defended outpost of the Japanese Empire. His gallant conduct in the face of tremendous odds enhanced and sustained the highest traditions of the U.S. Naval Service. Just a couple more little tidbits about the Iwo Jima campaign. Navy was supposed to work it over for 10 days, ended up working it over for 2 days with naval gunfire because they just didn't know what was waiting. And not only had the Japanese, remember I mentioned the mountain that was there? You can see it. If you want to look up a picture of Iwo Jima, you'll see this big mountain that was there. Well, I've seen a documentary that had this diagrammed once by computer, and I don't remember what it was, but I'm sure you can probably find an image search of it. What the Japanese did
with that mountain. It's essentially a mountain of rock, of coral. It's essentially coral. They brought in all these engineers and all these slaves, essentially slave labor, mostly Koreans, slave labor. Life under the Japanese rule was not pleasant, just ask the Koreans. Anyway, they bring in all these Koreans, and what they created, they turned that mountain into a honeycomb fortress full of concrete tunnels that connected to each other and gun emplacements, anti-aircraft guns, and artillery weapons that were not only in the mountain, they could be shut in by these big steel doors. You could open up the steel doors, fire your weapon, close in the steel doors. One side worked with the other side. They had a rail system going back and forth so you could ship men and materials back and forth. It was just a gigantic death box. And our men, when they first landed on Iwo Jima, because it was really only one beach that you could land our amphibious vehicles on, our men all landed there. And the Japanese, they had already sighted their artillery in to that beach. So they knew exactly the settings on the gun. They just beep, 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 and beep, beep, beep. And there it's ready to shoot the beach. That's not quite the sound it made back then, but you get the idea. Only they didn't shoot when our guys first landed. They waited until our guys began to pile up on the beach, and they massacred them. They had the water where our guys were coming in. They had the water sighted in as well. We lost entire platoons of Marines before they ever touched the shore. You're on your Amtrak, your amphibious vehicle, and boom, one artillery shell. Not that you're gone. Your entire unit is gone. Gone. 20,000 plus casualties on Iwo Jima. I read you that Medal of Honor citation, and it was almost confusing, right? Okay, hold on. You had a dirt-covered rifle emplacement, but then a concrete bunker, but then you had this. They just spent all this time turning Iwo Jima into essentially an underground fortress of death. That's what it was. And their only job was to die and kill as many of our people as possible. A really, really awful campaign. An awful campaign, and we respect the ones who fought there. Now, let's rip. You know what? Let's talk about something good before we rip on the GOP. I'm going to read an email, and then we'll talk about something good. And then we'll rip on the GOP. Does that sound good? Let's talk about the Marines. Every Marine is a rifleman. You've heard that, right? Marines are known for what? For knowing how to shoot. How do the Marines practice these days? They practice with Mantis X. Did you know that? Did you know if you walked into boot camp on Paris Island today, if you want to go to that inferior boot camp, we're not going to talk about that, but if you want to go to boot camp in Paris Island today, you would see the Marines practicing with Mantis X. You go see the Green Berets, you'll see them practicing with Mantis X. Mantis X isn't some weird loser at home gimmick. It's how the professionals practice. Dry fire practicing with your weapon in the comfort of your home. Ladies, you're looking for that perfect Christmas gift for him. I don't know what to buy him. He never knows what he wants. He wants a Mantis X. Go get him a Mantis X. All right? Mantis X.com. There are many to choose from. They're incredible. MantisX.com. All right? We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we'll get to the Republicans are definitely going to impeach Joe Biden. Oh, gosh, I can't even with this stuff. We'll get to that here in a few. I should get to some emails, and I have been terrible about giving this out. Send me your emails, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, all are welcome, even really stupid ones like this. And I know when I read this, you think I'm going to end up being mean to this person. I am actually not going to be mean to this person. I am, Chris. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be very nice. Jesse, up until a few minutes ago, I wondered why you were allowed to broadcast on stations that are run by people who presumably hate Trump. Now I get it. Your purpose or function is to try and convince Trump supporters
that DJT's campaign is doomed. Even if this is true, the logical response should be to make it as difficult as possible for the Uniparty to steal it from him. But your position is the complete opposite of this. Make it as easy as possible. Clearly, you're a fraud. This guy, he didn't say I can use his name, so I won't. Remember, even hate mail, I don't use your name. This guy, he figured things out. Listen, buddy, I'm going to call him Bob. That's not his name, all right, but I'm going to call him Bob. Listen, Bob, I'm not going to be mean to you. I am not. But I need you to hear me here. I don't fall in love with politicians. You do. The only way you would ever write an email like that or somehow think that I was cheering on the fact that Donald Trump is going to prison and they're never going to, all I've said is they're never going to allow him to be president, which that's very obvious to everybody with a brain, but I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you, Bob. Listen, Bob, there's no way you could get that from what I said unless you're an unintelligent person who wants affirmation. You see, you think, you probably have convinced yourself, you tune into talk radio because you want to be informed. That is not true at all. You want to be affirmed. You want to hear that everything you believe is true. That's what you want to hear. And listen, Bob, listen. There are a million shows that will lie to you all day long because they don't want to offend you. There are. They'll tell you all day long that everything's going to be fine, that this the Supreme Court will overturn it. We just have to MAGA hard at the Supreme Court. There are so many shows, and that's most shows. They will pat you on the head like a little grandma sitting across the table from her stupid grandson, and she's trying to tell him why he shouldn't eat dog poop, and she'll reach over and she'll pat him on the hand. There are a bunch of shows who will do that for you. It's going to be okay, Bob. Just MAGA harder and Donald Trump won't be convicted by the communists in D.C. That's fine, Bob. Everyone who says otherwise is a fraud. You need to go listen to those shows. My show is not for you. I will never wave pom-poms for your candidate, no matter what his name is. I don't work for any of them. I'm disappointed in all of them. All the time, they're all rental cars to me. All of them. Even the ones I vote for. I use them to get where I want to go, and I dump them the second they get me there. The same way they do to you and to me. You're looking for a savior. You're looking for a hero. And you think you found one in Trump. And so what you need to do is go listen to people who will lie to you. Now here, this is going to be the best part, Bob. Are you ready for this? This is going to be the best part or worst part. When what I said turns out to be true, when our evil communist justice system convicts him for nothing and they don't let him be president again because they're never going to allow him to be president again, whether they lock him in federal prison or lock him in Mar-a-Lago, he'll be locked away and he won't be able to be president. When that comes true, not only will you not email me back and give me credit for being right, you will probably write me an email blaming me. That's how it works for people like you. People like you, you can't ever process anger towards the people who are actually mean to you. You process anger to the people who are actually trying to help. It's, you know what you are? A drug addict. You ever known one, an addict? Or an alcoholic? Most people have known an alcoholic or you've had bouts of alcoholism. It's just one of those things that's out there. An alcoholic loves his drinking buddies, and an alcoholic develops deep resentment for the people in his life who tell him, you got to stop drinking. And that's exactly what you are, Bob. That's exactly what you are. Anybody who's told you the truth, you've decided, what did he call me? A fraud. Anyone who tells you the truth, you've decided they're fraud, sellouts. Not the true MAGA champions. And the people who are lying to you over and over again, not only are you not mad at them now, you won't be mad at him when what I said comes true actually comes true. You still won't blame them. You won't go to one of those guys and say, man, you were wrong. I believed you and you were wrong. You will actually come back to me, the guy who's trying to help you, and you will blame me. That's what happens when you fall in love with politicians. Whether it's Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis or Vivek or Nikki Haley or whoever, whatever one you've fallen in love with. Maybe it's a senator or the House. He's the only one who can. Have you ever said those words about one of these guys? Any of them? The only one who can save us is blank. If you've ever said that, you're in love and you can't possibly think rationally. You're an alcoholic. You're a drug addict and you should get that cleaned up or not, whatever. But don't blame me, pal. All right. What is this? We have actual anti-communism that's effective and working? Wow, let's look at this and then let's copy this in just a moment. Before we do that, let's do this. Maybe that was all very hard to hear. Maybe very direct, hard truths like that are, it's a lot to take in, right? Look, if you're a dude and that was very hard to hear, you just need to increase your testosterone levels. If hard truths are hard to hear, that means you're low T. That means you might be more of a woman than a man at this point in time. You need to begin a male vitality stack from Chalk. This is something you should take. Bob, you definitely should take one of these. Not only does it improve your body, it improves your mind so you have more focus and you won't be as stupid. So if you go to Chalk.com, Chok.com, you will see Christmas sales now. Female vitality stacks and male vitality stacks and chocolate powder. Chad mode, baby. Gosh, I love Chad mode. All of it. Chok.com. Promo code Jesse is how you take advantage of those Christmas sales. Get your T levels up so your mind works. All right? We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Neyfakh from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Don't forget, on iTunes, you can leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Chris, I bet Bob, the emailer, is going to leave us a great review. All right, quit. Focus. It's time for me to be better.
My focus is just stay focused.
You want to hear something wonderful about the communism in this country? It really genuinely is wonderful. There's something we can take advantage of. You know how you feel surrounded? You feel surrounded, don't you? Culturally. You look around and, oh my gosh, they have the media. Oh my gosh, they have the education system. They got the FBI and they got the is and they got the that, and they have it. They even took NFL football. I can't even drink a Bud Light. Oh my gosh, they have it all. You feel surrounded, right? Right. And I'm not trying to minimize the danger we face. I'm not, because we are surrounded culturally. We are. Do you understand that the communist is paper thin? Oh, his lines, his battle lines, if you want to think about it like an ancient army, we're this group of soldiers and we're sitting there, we have our shields locked up, and we are most definitely surrounded. They have us. They're all around us. But they're not surrounded in any kind of numbers. As far as we can see, we are surrounded. They're on all sides. But their lines don't go very deep, you see. They're paper thin. The communist, he has not near as much power as he leads you to believe. That's why you see time and time again, whenever you hit him, just a little, and the right has not hit him hardly at all, but if you bop him on the nose, just a little, no, I don't want you to bop anybody on the nose, but if you bop him on the nose even just a little, that tiger turns into a squeaky little kitten like that. If we could just begin anti-communism, not conservatism. Oh, can you believe the hypocrisy, guys? Not any of that weenie nursery rhyme GOP crap. If we actually begin genuine anti-communism, we can see faster victories, greater victories than you can possibly imagine. Possibly imagine. Here's a great example. So, you know, in Florida, once DeSantis got reelected, they had an agenda. The Florida legislature is blood red, and DeSantis is blood red. And so they decided they were going to try to pass not a bill. They were going to try to pass essentially everything. Everything gets passed here. You can no longer do your BLM riots here. You can't do this. You can't. Just aggressive anti-communist legislation at a state level. Headline: liberal professors fleeing Florida's war on woke for jobs elsewhere. This is what I have tried to explain to red state after red state after red state, like my state of Texas, like Utah, who I'm going to scold here in a moment, like Wyoming, like all these other red states. The red states tiptoe about what they believe and what they want, and they'll kind of halfway propose one bill, but it's not even really that much of an anti-communist bill, and kind of gives some concessions to the Dems because, you know, that's not who we are, guys. That's how the GOP traditionally approaches these things. Your red state should be passing bill after bill after bill after bill after bill. You should find whatever the communist hates and feed it to him over and over and over again until he begs for mercy, until he screams, because he will flee from you. Resist the enemy and he will flee from you. These people will not live. I know a real estate agent in Austin. And when Texas passed its pro-life bill right after Roe versus Wade got overturned, Austin home sales spiked. Why? My buddy told me all these people are nutball Democrats who refuse to live in a state that has an abortion ban. I don't care what your views on abortion are. Pass a ban to get them out of your state. Anti-communism is effective because the communist, his lines are paper thin. If we just start hitting back once, do something, the communist will shrivel up before us. He will. He sounds so bold. He wants to do this and he wants to do that. And he's going to take over everything. But if we just give it back to him a little, he leaves. You know what Utah's doing? University of Utah, they're canceling the class and they're hosting healing circles. Why? What's happening? Well, Chloe Cole was a beautiful young woman. Is a beautiful young woman. I'm sorry, that's not right. When she was a young teenager, she, you know, was preyed upon by the medical community, by the psychiatric community, and she tried to do the trans thing, got her breast chopped off, everything. Her testimony is really, really sad. Hormones, the works, messed up her voice, messed up. It's really, really sad. And she bravely now goes on speaking tours talking about how evil this industry is. She was coming to speak at the University of Utah. Their staff are canceling classes. Now, what's my point in all this? It's not about Chloe Cole or anything else. Utah, what are we doing? How are we still allowing these vile communist scum on our campuses, Utah? Utah, I'm a Utah lover. I might be moving to you here. I'm a Utah lover. Where's the anti-communism? Part of the reason I'm moving is my, quote, red state of Texas, the same thing. Where's the anti-communism here? You see all these BLM demonstrations here. This rainbow parade after drag show, after this, after that. All of this taking place in Texas. Well, Jesse, that's not a, it's not a rural Texas. That's in very liberal Dallas. Okay. Why isn't the state legislature stopping that too? Your red state has got to set aside these ridiculous live and let live notions and start being aggressively anti-communist, if for no other reason than to make them free. What's a good example of this? Okay, let's use my state. Forget about Utah. Let's say there's a child drag show in my state, and there are child drag shows in Texas. Let's say the Texas state legislature, all Republican, by the way, passes a bill that says this is now illegal in the state of Texas. You do this, everyone involved is going to be arrested by the Texas Rangers, prosecuted, felonies. How many of those arrests do you think they'd have to make? Probably zero, but there wouldn't be more than one. The next time there is one, the Texas Rangers kick in the front door, drag the tranny out, drag the bar owner out, convict them all, prosecute them. Not only would these events stop happening, but the demons who are after our kids would flee the state because they would feel the state was hostile to them. Remember Francisco Franco? Remember the centimeter by centimeter campaign? I told you I'd come back to that, didn't I? This is what it means, centimeter by centimeter. This is what it means to run for your local school board and then don't be neutral. Don't try to, oh, we got to take the politics out of it. No, Americanism gets put back in. Patriotism gets put back in. Hang the Ten Commandments on the wall. If for no, I don't care whether or not you believe in them. The communist hates them, so hang them on the wall. Chase him out. Make him flee. Aggressive anti-communism. He's paper thin. Make him flee, red states. All right? All right. Get to another couple emails. Talk about this FBI informant, climate change nuttery. Now, the story is that an, quote, ex-FBI informant, he's the one who tried to kill Derek Chauvin. Oh, what a surprise. Guy who tried to kill Derek Chauvin once worked for the FBI. The same FBI that can listen to your conversations on your phone. Your phone sitting beside you, they can listen to what you're talking about in your room. They can read your texts. They are your emails. These advertisers are doing the same thing. Ever had that creepy thing? You're talking about buying boots, and the next time you open up social media, there's an advertisement for boots. That's because they're listening to you. SLNT. You need a bag. It's called Silent. They're signal-blocking Faraday bags. When you're not on your phone, it's in the bag. When you're not on your laptop, it's in the bag. This is a basic protection for everybody. SLNT.com/Jesse gets you 15% off. Go now.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, you can email the show, whatever, love, hate, death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to the GOP and some emails, but you just can't write a story like this. And in fact, if you did, it would probably be rejected by a publishing house. So I just want to try to understand this correctly. Let's go through the timeline, shall we? Just a little eye-opener for how evil our system is. This goes back to emailer Bob, who says, I shouldn't say that the legal system's going to destroy Trump. No, we should ignore that. Friggin' morons. So, Derek Chauvin is a cop in Minneapolis. I don't know what kind of a cop he was, good one, bad one, I don't care. But he was a cop in Minneapolis. He gets called out to address a George Floyd problem. George Floyd, career criminal. They put George Floyd in the back of a squad car. George Floyd complains, while nobody's touching him, that he can't breathe. That's because George Floyd, we know now, had serious heart problems. This was a human being who was going to die early anyway. All his arteries were clogged. He was on drugs. And he's having a problem. He can't breathe. So Derek Chauvin yanks him out of the car and then applies his training. What is his training? Part of the official Minneapolis Police Department training was the kneeling technique you saw Derek Chauvin doing on George Floyd. Derek Chauvin was taught that. That's from the handbook. So he does the training technique, but the video looks bad. George Floyd dies of a fentanyl overdose. Again, also something we know this. Dies of a fentanyl overdose. The system goes into hyperdrive. Now, why do they go into hyperdrive? Do they care about George Floyd? Yeah, let me read this email as part of this whole thing. Hey, Jesse, I've read that a federal law outlawing citizens and residents from the U.S. from working or investing in the importation of slaves goes back to a law signed by George Washington. If this is true, do you think the U.S. gets a bad rap regarding slavery? Well, why did I bring this up now? Because the communists don't care about slavery. They don't care about the Confederacy. Black people, white people, gay people, the women, feminists, the earth. The communist doesn't care about these things. The only reason the U.S. gets a, quote, bad rap about slavery is because the communist wants to destroy the United States of America, and he wants to destroy our history, everything. So back to the George Floyd trial. Facts don't matter. Well, this law was on the books, so we shouldn't have a bad rap about slavery. Well, as you saw in the Derek Chauvin case, facts don't matter. Innocence doesn't matter. You're going to see it in the Trump case. I know this, again, hurts to hear for everyone who wants affirmation. Ah, but he's innocent. Okay, what does that mean? Ah, but they're lying. Yeah, okay. Ah, but the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court's going to overturn a fraction of it. They're not going to overturn all of it. Stop. Stop with these childish notions. They're childish. Stop. So Chauvin gets convicted because the system realized it had an opportunity to destroy. It wasn't about the facts, as we just discussed. The system had an opportunity to seize more power and destroy. They pounced on it immediately.
black squares all over the place. People putting black squares up on their social media accounts. Everybody talking about how racist they are. And I'm racist, and I've been racist. This has been racist, and he's been racist. And, of course, all white people are bad, and black people are oppressed. And fast forward, now they have more power than they've ever had. So the George Floyd protests were great for them. It was never about Floyd or black people or any of that. It was always about power and destruction, all of these. And then this documentary comes out. This journalist, I want to make sure I give her credit because she really is dynamite. And it was brave to do it. Her name's Liz Collin. She put out this Fall of Minneapolis documentary. You can go watch it. It's free right now. Go watch it. Fall of Minneapolis. Right as this documentary comes out, and part of the pause real quick. You should know that part of the documentary reveals that the FBI immediately got involved in the case. And there's a funny looking timeline when vital facts seemed to disappear and the FBI got involved. Well, fast forward to the documentary coming out. Documentary comes out. It exposes the endless system lies about St. George Floyd and Derek Chauvin. And by the biggest coincidence in the world, Derek Chauvin not only gets shivved in prison 22 times, the guy who shivved him is a, quote, former FBI informant. He's somebody with close ties to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It will be interesting. It would be an interesting thing. I'm not going to do it. It would be an interesting thing to follow along now and see how this guy's prison stay goes. Not Derek Chauvin, but this other guy, John Tershak is his name, it looks like. Will be very interesting to see if maybe he'll get some extra rations. Maybe he'll get some time off for good behavior. But sorry, I was born at night, but not last night. A FBI informant just so happened to try to take out Derek Chauvin right as the documentary comes out, exonerating Derek Chauvin. Now, do you believe in your evil justice system in this country? Now, will you please stop sending me pie-in-the-sky emails? You're crazy one! You must be a fraud! Trump's going to win it all! Stop. We are part of an evil system. We don't have to celebrate it. Obviously, we shouldn't celebrate it. It's freaking awful. But truth, facts, everything. I was sitting with a couple norms on Saturday night, and we were actually talking about the Trump thing. They were big Trump fans. We were talking back and forth. And you should have seen, it actually made me mad at the other people who do what I do. You should have seen how dumbfounded they were. They were like, but I don't understand. He didn't do these things. And I was like, yeah, he didn't do these things. He's innocent. Yeah, but you just said he's going to prison. And I just sat there with my jaw hanging open. They don't have any idea what kind of country they live in. But you'll find out next year. You will. You'll find out next year once the convictions start rolling in. Yeah. Anyway, let's do that. Hey. Let me ask you something. You have a bunch of money. Now, hold on. I don't want any of your money. That's not what I'm saying. But you know how I talk to you about preborn all the time, right? $28. They have a matching grant right now. That means they're matching your $28. So if you can give $28 to save a life tonight, give it because it saves two. You get a two for one. But you know they have a leadership gift for $5,000. If you've got it, and this is all tax deductible, we're all looking for those deductions. For $5,000, you fund the entire network for 24 hours, 200 lives. You ever save 200 lives in your life? You ever save 200 lives in a day? You can. You can give it to the government. You can give it to Preborn. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and save a life with the gift of ultrasound. It's the only chance that baby has. It's you, your help, you and Preborn. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We still have an hour and we have a lot. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday,
normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.